Top finance officials from rich and developing countries today pledged to maintain stimulus measures to boost the global economy, warning that the fledgling recovery that provided the backdrop to their meeting is by no means assured. Group of 20 finance ministers also promised a crackdown on bankers' pay and agreed to giving developing countries a greater say in international financial institutions. Leaders also discussed how to finance the cost of climate change initiatives, but differences between rich and developing countries prevented them from agreeing measures to curb global warming. Greenpeace campaigner Stephanie Tunmore says that despite global economic woes, industrialized nations must subsidize the climate change initiatives in developing economies.
We're heading towards Copenhagen, where there's going to be a major climate summit. We need to get an agreement within that summit to a global agreement to protect the climate. Now, on the part of the industrialized world, that requires two things. It requires stringent cuts in their own emissions, because, as we know, the industrialized world are historically responsible for climate change. So therefore, they have to act first, and they have to act fast, and they have to cut deep. The second thing that they are obliged to do is to provide funding to developing countries. And that's the three different things. We're calling for an annual amount of $140 billion. Now, part of that would be to help developing countries adapt. No matter what we do about reducing emissions, we will have some level of climate change. And developing countries, especially the most vulnerable countries, are on the front line of that. They need help.